This is
KUT.
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers had taught me when cool. They're holding me down, turning me round, filling me up with your room. I have to admit, it's getting better. A little better all the time. Hello, and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. Great to be with you yet again.
It is wonderful to have you here at KUT to have another higher ed discussion.
Yes.
And as often is the case, this discussion is prompted by a previous discussion. Things, you know, tend to come up as we're talking and we're sort of focusing on topic A, but topic B comes up and I try to make a note of let's get to topic B another time.
To be or not to be. That's
To be or not to
be. By the way,
be.
But we also take a listener
we do.
Thing and you should plug that.
Yeah. Anytime you have a topic that you would like for us to discuss, please just shoot me an email about it and I will add that to the list. My email address is jstaton, that's J-S-T-A-Y-T-O-N, at KUT.org. Jstaton. At KUT.org, send me an email and we'll think about it.
Or fan mail. If you have some fan mail or follow us on Twitter and send us fan notes, right? What's your Twitter handle?
At Jen Staton.
And I'm, you see, yours is so smart. Mine is at my initials EBB and the numbers 663.
That's complicated.
EBB6, but it's short.
And it rhymes.
EBB 663. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
So
But only fan mail.
Only
let's stop getting all that hate mail. I'm sick of that.
Fortunately, the fan mail outweighs the
thank goodness
the not fan mail. So in this episode, Ed, I wanted to bring up something that came up a little bit earlier this season when we were discussing another topic, and you again brought up the idea of empathy versus sympathy.
Yes.
Which has found its way into several of our conversations about learning and especially the idea about kind of opening ourselves up and being willing to, you know, talk to people who might have a different point of view, different thoughts, and how it can be very constructive and healthy to actually be able to do that. And this idea of empathy and sympathy comes up whenever we kind of stumble onto that topic. So I think it makes sense to start this discussion, first of all, with just basically, you know, what's the difference?
Right, right. This is so meaningful to me, and I'm sorry I keep bringing it up, but I think it's important. The difference to me is that sympathy is when you are showing agreement, you're in agreement with that. So you're listening and you're shaking your head, yes, 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 and you're agreeing and you or in some way being supportive. So it's a positive, nurturing interaction with another. Empathy to me means actively engaging in trying to understand that other perspective or that other individual, but not necessarily agreeing. So if, in fact, I think you could probably do both. You can sympathize and actually not even empathize. That's kind of a very superficial level, like, oh, you're fine, you're fine, you're fine, or yes, 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 I really care, versus really being intense. And similarly, and I think more importantly, one can empathize without sympathizing. So someone can appreciate a particular point of view and yet disagree with that point of view or find that point of view unpleasant or offensive or whatever, but still, and when I say appreciate, I don't mean like, oh, I think it's great, because of course they disagree, but
at least acknowledge.
Acknowledge, no, I'd say, I think empathy is more than that. It's more than acknowledging. It's trying to put yourself in a mindset where that distasteful point of view for you, you could see how it could make sense
to somebody else.
And it might be something that you passionately disagree with. But how has that person come to a place that's so different from where you are? And to me, that exercise allows us to individually grow. And that's the conversation when I talk about active listening or listening with an empathetic ear, that's where I think progress is made at an individual level, how I can grow by listening to you, but also how we together as a community can actually grow by empathetically listening to each other and learning. And that's very hard to do if you and I are on opposite ends of any spectrum on any issue.
First of all, you said learning, and I was going to say, let's bring learning into this for sure, because obviously we all can learn sort of from anybody, from, you know, any source at any time, but we kind of have to choose to do that. We have to choose to say, all right, I'm going to try to put myself in the other person's shoes, try to understand that point of view and take that in. It doesn't mean changing your own mind.
Correct. And at certain hot button levels, whether it's political or social, that could be a very unpleasant thing that you don't want to do. And so you're right, it's very difficult to say, here's someone who I find very offensive or very objectionable, and now I'm going to try to think about that person's life path and why is that person saying these things that I find so bothersome. It's hard. And then if you actually experience that empathy, then you feel like, ugh, wait a minute, I all of a sudden, even though I disagree, I can empathize why someone who had that exact same life path would come to that, even though I think that's wrong. And then it allows that person to think about a powerful way of articulating that own individual's point of view, which is different, and to see if you can actually move someone else. I mean, that's debate. Thoughtful debate is not yelling and screaming over each other. It's responding and listening to one another in trying to move an issue forward. And that's what we're not seeing as much of as we really should be seeing.
Well, thoughtful seemed like the key word in what you just said, thoughtful debate.
Right. Well, and I think that all of these things are to provoke thought. And when you're trying to empathize with someone, you are trying to provoke thought. Yeah, by the way, this distinction to me came late in life. It was in the 1990s when I had the interesting opportunity of engaging with Bob McNamara, who used to be the Secretary of Defense for the Kennedy administration and the Johnson administration in the 1960s.
Which was, of course, Vietnam War time.
He was, many people say he was the architect of the Vietnam War. And this was later in his life, toward the end of his life, and he wrote a book kind of reflecting on that journey, and it was almost an apologetic book. And so he was making the tour, and I got a chance to have dinner with him. Independent of your politics or your feelings about the Vietnam War, this was a really interesting guy and certainly knew a lot of interesting people and experienced a lot of stuff. But he was the one who first, in my mind, articulated this difference between empathy and sympathy. And he was doing it with respect to the Vietnamese. And he was saying that we did not, he was speaking on behalf of both administrations, that they did not understand the subtlety between empathy and sympathy. And they were so afraid of the growth of communism that they were just afraid of that spread. And so therefore, they came back with this fight. It's not a matter of sympathizing, but he said it was the mistake was to not empathize. What did it look like, you know, if you're in Vietnam and you see this foreign country coming into your country to have this, what seems like a civil war? How does that look to them? And then he even pointed out in terms of how we communicate, he even acknowledged that he said no one at the highest levels of the Kennedy administration or the Johnson administration even spoke Vietnamese. So to actually have a genuine conversation in their language was something they couldn't do. So this idea of communicating and being empathetic was completely lost in that period of time. And we have evolved over time. And I think we are more open to that. And I think that that's actually helpful, not just for world peace, but just to make human beings better and our world better.
An individual level all the way to global level.
Correct. Exactly.
Well, I think it's time for a puzzler.
Ah.
It's time for a new one. We're due for a new one this episode.
You want a new puzzler?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, I've got one right here for you.
Okay.
This is going to be, by the way, a shameless plug for Southwestern University. Let's see how many times I can say Southwestern University in this puzzler. A bunch of individuals are going to drive and go on a road trip to visit Southwestern University.
Okay.
The collection of people that are going to go come from a population of three. So only at most three are going to go.
Okay.
Presley, Lynn, and Blake. Some collection of those people are going to go. Okay. And here's what I'll tell you. Presley never goes anywhere without Lynn, and Blake doesn't know how to drive.
Okay.
The question is, did Lynn go to Southwestern University?
So on this trip, okay.
Yes. So remember that we're talking about potentially three people going on a trip,
right,
but we don't know exactly who goes. Presley will never go without Lynn, and Blake does not know how to drive. And the question is, did Lynn go or not?
Got it.
That's kind of a fun one, right? Because it sounds like you don't have enough information, right?
It is. Well, yeah, the can't drive sort of felt like it came out of the blue, but not.
But it came out of the black and gold, which
came
are Southwestern
out of the black and
University
gold. Southwestern
colors.
Yes.
I will say that I actually, these are individuals who all graduate from Southwestern. Two of them are actually on our board.
Oh, okay.
So these are friends of mine. Right. So I thought I'd give a little shout out to them, too.
So, Ed, I want to pick up again on our empathy and sympathy discussion. You said that sort of the different concepts, the differences between the two and sort of how that looks in our everyday lives kind of was revealed to you a couple of decades ago as an adult outside of formal education
right.
time. Are these qualities or habits that can be taught?
Absolutely. They can be fostered. And I argue, and the reason why I always am using these phrases is because that is what we should be doing in all levels of formal education, is to first of all acknowledge the difference between empathy and sympathy, and then to provide rich opportunities for individuals to practice the art of empathy. It doesn't make a difference whether you're in, you know, science, natural sciences, mathematics, computer science, or whether you're in the humanities, the social sciences, or the fine arts, which tend to lend themselves more to that. But no matter what human interaction you're in and human course of study you're pursuing, empathy is there. The more we practice it, the more we are open to it, and then the more richer the conversations are, and the more understanding we can be toward one another and toward the world of ideas.
It seems more important to us that we want to be right and that we
yes.
want to win arguments that we get into. And it seems to me that really can get in the way of showing empathy if all we want to do is be right.
Exactly, which is a very kind of inward thing. It's about making rather than doing good for the world. It's also interesting because we always talk about how important failure is, but the real thing you're bringing up is something that people talk a lot about, which is the goal of perfection rather than the goal of a process. And empathy is taking you on a journey, so it's a process. And perfection is just to say, I know what I'm saying, I'm always right, which is basically what we see on TV when we have two pugnants going after each other. You never hear one say, hey, Jennifer, you just made a really good point. I'm going to come back next week and I'm going to challenge that. But for now, huh.
You may have something there. Interesting.
That never is said.
No.
And so you're entrenched. And that's what people model now because that's what they see. If they saw more empathetic conversations, the world would be a better place.
Well, thank you for our empathetic conversations, Ed.
My pleasure.
Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT News.